surprise trip to Mexico. Now that's coming up on today's Hot Zone.
Engaging with the news in a whole new way, international war correspondent Chuck Holton brings insight into areas of crisis and lets you help those affected.
Hey folks, Chuck Holton here. I'm in the airport and I'm finally headed home for the last time this year, just finishing up my last trip. It was kind of a surprise. It came up at the last moment. I had a chance to go to Mexico and bring some Christmas cheer to little children there. Check it out.
So we're at this migrant center in Juarez, Mexico today. There are several hundred migrants here from all over Latin America, Guatemala, Honduras, and here in Mexico. And they're going to have to spend Christmas away from their families. Many of the men here have been deported. And when the United States deports people from the United States, they don't send them back necessarily to the place that they're from. They just kind of take them to the border and drop them off. And so many of these guys, they get deported. They don't have any money. They don't have any way to communicate with their family. And they're kind of stuck here until they get a way home. So I met one 70-year-old grandfather who's been stuck here for several weeks and didn't have any way to get in touch with his family. And so it was a very simple thing to just hand him my cell phone and let him make a phone call.
La verdad, no me había podido comunicar contigo. Y está un amigo de acá de Zacatecas que le interesa que le venda ahí o que le renta ahí para hacer un...
So I'm here with Victor Marx and his organization, which is called All Things Possible. And what we're doing is he's handing out these lions and lambs to the little children here, which are, you know, just comfort toys for them. They're in a very stressful situation, obviously. And we're trying to just give them some peace and comfort for the holiday season. And it's very well received, obviously. These kids love it. And, of course, they love to see the attack dog they brought along, Reagan. And we're going to do some stuff with that here in a little bit.
You better leave the kids alone. Good thing.
Mira. Yeah, muy bien.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Bravo! Yeah, bravo!
So if you don't know who Victor Marx is, he is an evangelist. He's got the world record for the fastest gun disarm. You've probably seen that YouTube video. And great guy. Great at raising money. Great at helping people. Very generous family. And it was really a pleasure to spend some time with him.
Yeah, you know, we've been doing work around the world in high-risk places, and actually this opportunity came up really last minute to bring lion and lambs to children who are either refugees or migrants, right here on the border, El Paso side, and then into Juarez. So we developed some great networks through actually the administration and Pastor Paula White to set up these opportunities for us to come down here and expand what we're going to do. So, and of course, our good friend Chuck Holton. So we are thrilled to be able to see the truth. And that's the big thing, the truth about what's really happening on both sides of the border. Not just what some of the media talks about, but we're seeing it. And there's a genuine care from the administration about these kids and people on both sides. We've seen it firsthand. And we've been able to deliver lion lambs to hundreds and hundreds of kids on this.
We just find that children are children all over the world. And the simplicity of the lion and lamb, the little toys, it brings comfort and joy. And again, because it has the scriptures in there, we know that God's word doesn't return void. So it's just one way to put God's presence there and let them know that they're loved. God loves them.
The lion and lambs really were birthed out of the ISIS crisis in Iraq. Our first time in, we saw the enormous trauma need for children, and my bride Eileen really just perfectly came up with this idea to develop trauma healing tools, which soft, cushiony, plush, with music that lowers anxiety, and then prayers from scripture that would increase a child's faith, or even an adult that's listening as well. So now we have them in multiple languages. And we've been providing them through distribution partners all around the world, and because they're an effective tool to reach the heart and mind of a kid.
Yes. We have 5 kids, 2 grandchildren. Yes. And, I mean, to see my first impression being in Iraq, these kids had dirt to play with. They had nothing. And, of course, we in America, we have everything. We have too much. So it was a simple solution to something that was huge. And there's still so much need. So, I mean, our goal, if we can bring joy to a child for just a moment, then it's joy for just a moment, and it's worth it.
Yeah.
I think the Holy Spirit, too, uses this simple little tool. I feel like it's fish and loaves of bread being broken. And the Lord blesses it where you can see people are moved emotionally and that God hasn't forgotten them. Neither have we as Christians. And it really does bring light in the darkness.
Victor?
Right now there's one of the kids that's sick that's not able to attend, so we're going to go give them a little lime.
Well, these children and moms, you can tell they have been through so much. They traveled so far and they still have nothing, and I think for them not to know what's going to come next, they've lost. I mean, that's heartbreaking. I mean, from a mom's perspective, our security and safety is knowing where we're going to be next. And I know, I mean, just the prayer that you prayed, I didn't know what you said, but I know that it was so deep for their soul.
What do you say to the people? And I know you get these people on your website because it's the internet, mm-hmm. right? I get them, who are like, we need to be helping people here at home. You know, they're like, criticize you for going to do something nice for little children that are migrants that, you know, whatever. Right? What do you say to that?
Yeah, well, I always ask them, well, what are you doing? Because that's the heart of the question. People offer a lot of advice. But we also tell them, look, you're acting as though we do either or. Instead of both and. So we've been helping children in the U.S. For decades, and now we're doing it abroad around the globe. But we've never forgotten our Jerusalem, right where we are.
They are made in the image of God. We are all equal. So we're not more important than they are. And I think by us coming here, and it's dangerous, but we know that if God's going to send us, then we're going to go. It's just that simple.
Our canines are new team members the last few years because they provide such joy for kids, especially when we put little reindeer antlers on them. It just brings joy because it's a dog. But at the same time, they're used for therapy. Kids pet them. There's a sense of comfort. But we show them that there's also power and security, and these dogs will protect them from bad people. So that's why we do demos, and it shocks and enjoys. I mean, it makes the kids excited that, oh, wow, you can be so gentle and meek and then have a switch that would protect them. Or anywhere we go, because I tell people they're therapy dogs that bite, so they provide security for us wherever we go. And they're pretty discerning. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, whether we're in Iraq, Syria, here, you know, in Juarez and other places, it's Cambodia, we're glad to have these part of our really high-risk missionary teams.
Yeah. What is your hope for the outcome of what we did today?
Yeah, I think the outcome that we're wanting, because we love impact, but the outcome is developing relationships, expand our reach here, because we've seen other needs that we can fulfill in the relationships we're developing, to continue to do more, to build upon this first trip here.
All right, so that's it for this podcast.
But I'd like to say this is a very encouraging book, and I encourage everybody to get this for Christmas, and it's a great New Year's gift, too.
You just like it because we put your picture on the front.
Well, it was after a workout. It was.
We're going to be taking a couple of days off next week because I've got 100 Rangers coming to town, and all these guys need transportation everywhere, and I've got to be taking care of all that. So we're only going to do the podcast maybe 2 or 3 days in the coming, this coming week. They're this week. Today's Monday. But stick around. We've got some good stuff coming up, and I'm interested to hear back from some of you about how you like the podcast this year and what you'd like to see different, what you'd like to see changed, and what you'd like to see stay the same. So I hope you have a fantastic Christmas. God bless you all. Thank you. Talk to you later.
Asómate a la ventana, porque está naciendo Dios. Belén, campanas de Belén, que los ángeles tocan, que nuevas me traen. Caminando a medianoche, ¿a dónde vas, pastorcito? Voy a llevar al portal.